Strong all day long, going around the globe at www.kaytfm.com. We want to take the time to welcome back one of our family members, Sinlaw Moving and Delivery Services. They're back on the air. And if you are moving, whether it's across town or across the country, they've got you covered. And Sinlaw Moving and Delivery Services is hiring packers, loaders, and drivers. If you want to drive, you got to have at least a CDL or a commercial driver's license. And the pay is very competitive. 318-704-6187. That's Sinlaw Moving and Delivery Services, LLC. Welcome back to KAYTKQJOFM. Now, we're going to take a 15-minute break for the Pleasant Green Baptist Church, but we'll be back with more of the music that matters. And I'm going to give you the clue in today's Bible Jeopardy, so hang out with me.
The Unstoppable Way Hampton Show. We'll be back in just a moment.
Greetings, and we welcome you in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. You're tuned in to the Pleasant Green Baptist Church Media Outreach Ministry with our anointed pastor, Reverend Michael H. Grimes. Join in as he preaches the word of God. This message is already in progress.
Let's go to that number 150 number of Psalm. We're going to key in on that sixth verse, the 150th number of Psalm. The very last one. We're going to key in on that sixth verse where it says that everything that had what? Praise. But then it goes on and says, let's talk about praising him in the new year. If I'm saying this correctly, last year could have been a rough year for many of us. It was tough for me. I'm the only one. Show me some hand. I just hear a couple. There you go. Last year wasn't a easy year, Reverend Brown. I had to shed some tears and wonder what my life was going to be. What was going to happen to me? Could I make it? What decisions I had to make. Victor, I really didn't know how I was going to do this thing. I had even contemplated leaving work. I didn't think I was physical enough to handle it. But God. Some of you may have been faced with the same decisions. You didn't know how you were going to make it. You went from doctor to specialist, from one specialist to a number of specialists. God just continued to work it out. The job looked like it was shaky, but God worked it out. You didn't know how you were going to get through it, but somebody can testify that God did it. It wasn't on your power. But it was totally on God's power. So praise the Lord. Why should I praise him, Reverend? Well, first of all, he woke you up. That's just start number one. Started you on your way, that's just point number two. Gave you a little something to live in, that's just point number three. Give you a little car key to put in your hoop there. Well, you can just push button or crank some kind of way, and then it just roll, and they're going down the road. Yes, sir. And then it gave you the ability to afford it. Yes, sir. So you ought to just walk around your home in periodicals and just say, thank you. You just had to walk around your homes. Brothers, you ought to just cut the grass. Yes, sir. And you just ought to just say, thank you. Yes. Drink your lemonade. Yes, sir. Look at what God has done for you. Yes. Look at your family. Yes. And simply say, thank you. We just saw three generations. Uh-huh. You think that ain't enough to say thank you? David is talking to us as he spoke to himself. For David is saying that God has brought him through some things. I've never seen the righteous nor his seed. David knew some things. He been through some things. Some things were self-inflicted. Take a man's wife. Take the man's life. God declares him, he's a man after my own heart. Then he goes on to say, the Lord is my shepherd. If I could say this and be right, Brother Victor, if David was living in this time, he couldn't play on the instrument. His life was too bad. You know how we like the Jewish folk. He did this, he did this, he did this, he did this. He can't come in here. If David lived in this time, sounds like he'd be in jail. Yes. But no one in the church, no one in the house has a perfect life. If the church is looking for a perfect pastor, you would have gone now. I got a whole gang coming behind me. I don't know what's wrong with some churches. think that everybody have to be perfect when they are imperfect. Are y'all with me here? We judge and point fingers at folk, and we too. If God would take our lives, we'll build our church, we're going to have one, and put it on the screen. And all of you will see what we have done in our lives. Lord, have mercy. We'll be at the drugstore. Well, I didn't believe he did that. Lord, have mercy. If God had would put our lives on the screen, we'll be in a terrible condition. Because, you know, we done did some things we think no one knew. We done went some places we didn't think no one saw. But God watching all. I ain't gonna take it there. I'm gonna just get out of here. I ain't gonna take it there. But y'all understand, I don't have to go no further. But no one's perfect. So David, in all of his imperfections, the one thing that he had always done is love the Lord. Matter of fact, he chased behind the Lord. Although he was human and had humanistic problems, but he continued to chase. Yes, yes. The Lord has allowed 23 to step in. Uh-huh. Yeah. You are on a chase, the Lord. Yeah. Remember you telling me I ought to run behind the Lord? Yes. Yeah. You ought to chase him. And let him know that you are chasing him. Because you got to understand Satan is chasing you. So if you chase the Lord and Satan is chasing you, then all you're doing is leading him to the Lord. But sooner or later, when he finds out where he's going, he's going to turn around. And just leave me alone. That makes some sense in the house. If I chase the Lord, and I know Satan chasing me, if he think he's about to catch me, he see the Lord, he's like, oh, I'm in the wrong. I'm behind the wrong one. Because that individual is chasing the Lord, and I can't go over there and do them no harm, because if I get to them, the Lord is right there waiting on them. So all I got to do, I got to turn around. Yeah, yeah. And I got to go somewhere else. Yeah. So you're telling me, Reverend, it's good to chase the Lord? You think about it. So in other words, when you wake up in the morning, you say, thank you, Jesus. You're in the process of chasing. Because you got to understand Satan is chasing you. When your feet hit the floor, matter of fact, while you sleep in the middle of the night, he's plotting on what he's going to do with you by morning. Sometimes you hate to wake up in the morning because he already got it set up. But God is able, y'all. So David says, you know, put a point here. Let me put a point right there. In our society right now, you've been practicing law 40 years. 50 years. Lord, I thought it was 40. You say 50.